Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle. I can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
So I've been offered to give two different speeches to two different organizations on the same topic. And the topic is, I want to make money from social media. Well, guess what? You can make money from social media. I've done it. I've taught a lot of clients to do it. But here's the rub. It's not from social media alone. It's from a combination of things that you have to do in order to get people to pay attention to turn social media posts into money-generating opportunities. So let's start with the first thing. I was giving a speech at Olivet Nazarene University to a whole bunch of different groups. I actually gave four speeches in one day. Started out in the morning teaching podcasting to a PR class, went and gave a speech to a Chamber of Commerce on my new book, The Bacon System. Went into a international marketing class to talk about marketing internationally, of course. And then finally, I gave a speech to a PR club in the evening about my first book, It's Not About You, It's About Bacon, Relationship Marketing in a Social Media World. So I'm driving home. It's an hour and a half from my house, all the way in kind of middle Illinois. And as I'm driving home, all of a sudden I had this epiphany. And the epiphany was this. My first book, my last book, everything I have been doing is completely congruent. And what it is I used to think that social media was a platform for marketing and selling and all these other things. But then what I finally realized was, is social media has three different purposes. First and foremost, social media is about building relationships. Now, my first book is called It's Not About You, It's About Bacon, but it's relationship marketing in a social media world. What do I mean by this? Well, it's all about being human first. It's about being somebody that people connect with, that somebody who is in people's conscious minds because you're doing things that they connect with. So an example of this is every single morning I do a post that is the quote of the day, okay? And the quote of the day is something, it's actually an app on my phone. I just find a picture quote and I put it up there. And I call it Deep Bacon Thoughts. People love those. And I learned about this when I was actually working for a publishing company and they wanted to hire me to help them with their social media. And what they noticed was, is that they were getting millions of interactions on quotes that they were putting up and they wanted to learn how to monetize that. And I said, well, yeah, we can definitely do that. And then when I told them the price to actually do something, they said, oh, no, we wanted the advice for free. And I said, well, good luck with that, and moved on. Now, the thing about it that they did not realize is those quotes were building their brand. They were actually being shared. People were commenting. They were liking it. They were doing something that was emotionally touching their audience. The second thing that I do is something I call the caption contest of the day. Now, the caption contest is a goofy picture that people love to comment on, that people love to share, that people love to comment on other people's comments. And it reaches a different audience, but I do one in the morning and one in the evening. What I'm doing is I'm touching people in a way that they want to be communicated to. So then, as I build relationships with people, as they keep me top of mind, as I create interaction and engagement online, occasionally I can post about something I'm doing at work, or that I'm launching a new book, or a speech that I'm giving. And that is where the relationship portion is so incredibly important. I've earned their respect by feeding them really, really great content that they want to engage with. Then they get to know, like, and trust me enough where they may recommend me, they may come see a speech, or maybe nothing. So that's the first thing. Social media is a relationship building tool first. Number two, it is a content delivery platform. Now, what I mean by this is you have the opportunity to share content. There's two different kinds of content out there. It's what I call OPC and original content. Now, OPC is other people's content. So when I'm sharing the caption contest, I didn't take those pictures. Actually, my friends send me those pictures because they love the caption contest. Ooh, this would be a good one. This would be a good one. So that's being crowdfed. The quotes that I put out, same thing. It's other people's content. But during the day, during the middle of the day, I'm producing my own content. This podcast is content. This is something where I'm speaking directly to you, and you hopefully are learning something from it. I also write a blog once a week. I also deliver content via email. I actually take my blogs and my podcasts and my speeches and all that stuff, and I put it into a digest email and send that out. People love it because they can get all of the content that I've done in that week in one email. But social media is exactly that. It's a platform to deliver content, which means it could be your original thoughts. It could be pictures that you're taking. It could be your feelings. It could be a lot of different things. It could be a video that you produce. But people love original content, especially when that original content drives them back to a source that you own, such as your website, your YouTube channel, your podcast, whatever it is. The key thing is that what can you do to draw people in and drive them to a place where they may want to do some business with you? The third thing about social media platforms is their advertising. Now, this is what most people want to figure out. How can I get free advertising on social media? I just gave you the formula. Create the friends, produce your own great content that drives them back, or you have the third option. And that third option is pay for it. Yes, purchase advertising. Now, purchasing advertising is not as simple as boosting a post. There's a lot that goes into it, especially in the Facebook world and in the larger picture with Google and other platforms like Twitter and LinkedIn, where you can do paid advertising. There are philosophies and plans way beyond the scope of what I have time to talk about today. But the bottom line is there's retargeting pixels. When somebody clicks a link and gets to your website, it'll record that inside of Facebook and actually start to build an audience of people that have been to your website so you can retarget to them. You can put up ads on people that have been to your website. That's what retargeting is about. But advertising can get expensive. I've got one client that spends $5,000 a month on Google ads. Now, one client is worth $500,000, so it's a pretty good bet. But I've seen a lot of people try to advertise their way by boosting posts. What does it get you? Maybe some more likes and stuff like that. Maybe it gets you a little bit more credibility. But the bottom line is if you're going to use social media as an advertising platform, you have to have a plan, and a lot of times it takes getting an expert in to help you understand how all that works. So the mistake that I see people making is, I want you to come in and teach me how to use free social media to not spend a penny to get as much advertising value as I possibly can. But you can't skip the other two steps. It starts with the relationships, and then it builds upon the content you provide. Provide great content to people in your inner circle, and they'll reward you with their attention. So building great content takes time, it takes energy, it takes original thoughts, and that's the hard part. You need to set up a plan of what you want to say, who you want to say it to, and what you expect from them when you finish. That, my friends, is building relationships on social media.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.